across central Australia at the moment. Now, it's mostly high level and it'll sweep through New South Wales and parts of Victoria on Saturday. So a little bit of cloud about, but it should remain dry underneath it. An area that won't remain dry, though, is along the Queensland coast, particularly the northeastern tropics. We're expecting to see some moderate to heavy falls develop later in the day and a little bit of shower activity about the far south of Western Australia. To Queensland first, though, and along the east coast, there is a potential of isolated showers tending scattered further north with the possibility of thunderstorms and rain developing in the evening. We've also got some patchy light rain about the southern inland. Patchy light rain also about the far northwest corner of New South Wales. Showers about the north and the mid-north coast, but elsewhere it should be dry and sunny. And a dry sunny day across Victoria, but a bit of high cloud, particularly about the north and eastern districts. Tasmania also looking at a dry and mostly sunny day with mild to warm temperatures across most areas and just a few morning fogs. And we're also looking at a dry day across South Australia, plenty of sunshine, just a little bit of cloud and the potential for an isolated shower about the far northeastern corner. Western Australia should be dry and mostly sunny, just a few showers from Bunbury through to Esperance, anywhere south of that line, but all those falls are expected to be very light and isolated. And for the Northern Territory, we're also looking at the potential for some showers and storms in the afternoon in the north, but any showers and storms in the south and even some patchy rain will clear as the evening progresses.